Hello, everyone. Madge here. I'm going to do the show a little differently today. This is Yeast Radio. Madge Weinstein, your favorite lesbian on the internet. If you're hearing me for the first time because you heard my interview on Podcast 411, then welcome to my cuntosphere. That's what I call my lesbian podosphere. And I say all kinds of fun things. I speak about everything. And I invite you to feed back to me, to feed my Fred and Ethel Mertz back. That's the nickname for my Fred Gina. Their number is 206-888-CUNT. If you'd like to give them a call, if you'd like to give me a call, you can give me feedback. I'll put it straight into this show. Anything you call me will turn up here. So please know that. Also, I have an email if you want to just send me an MP3 audio comment for better quality, or if you want to send some text or link an article, love that. You don't have to agree with me. That's perfectly fine. I respect people that argue with me, too. But just as long as you know, as long as you have your own line of thinking behind you and not somebody else's, that's all I ask. Think for yourself. So, what else? So, oh, yeah, the email address is bloatedlesbian@gmail.com. Turn my microphone. I'm podcasting from Miami Beach, Florida, my remote location, where I'm with my girlfriend, Gussie Eskowitz. And this is going to be a little bit different this time. This show is sort of simulcast on Sirius Stars 103 every day. Monday through Friday, I have a half hour, which is part of Adam Curry's pod show on Sirius Stars Channel 103. On Mondays, we even come right after my favorite show on all of Sirius, which is Richard Simmons' Diet Show. I fucking love that show. And let me tell you, if you don't subscribe to Sirius, it's worth it just to hear that diet show, to hear these blubber cunts complaining about how fat they are. I'm just teasing, of course, because I'm fat too. But I listen to this while I eat my M&Ms with peanuts, just hoping that someday I'll have the guts to get thin. I really love the Richard Simmons. But anyway, so we're on Sirius Stars. But anyway, so the point is that today I'm doing it differently. Normally, the first 24 minutes of the Yeast Radio podcast is actually the part I simulcast. But I'm going to do it a little differently today because on the Monday, well, this is hard to explain, but anyway, I already played Norm and Karma Bank for the Sirius Listen Turds on the Monday show. So I don't want to make it redundant for them. So I'm going to play Karma Bank and Norm for you now. Okay. We're going to play Karma Bank and Norm Augustinus, two of my favorite contributors. And if you have something you'd like to contribute along the same lines of what I put in this show, which is anti-establishment, some hostile, some anger, some rage, whatever it is, some insanity, kind of like serial killer nonsense, like what with Norm and his mother, whatever it is, email it to me, bloatedlesbian@gmail.com. So we're going to do that. But I also have some very serious issues to discuss. So first, so this is all for the non-serious service. So let's go ahead and do that. Let's first hear the Karma Bank. So hit it, Max.
Madge, this is Max Kaiser at KarmaBank.com with the Madge Weinstein Markets and Finance Report, just for you, the bloated lesbian. Madge, let's talk about gold. Gold has been moving up recently, and I'll tell you why. It all goes back to the early 1970s when the U.S. went off the gold standard. That's right. And since that time, all the major banks in the world have been selling their gold and using that money to create financing and bonds and mortgaging financing and credit card debts and derivative products. Now here we are in the year 2005, 2006, and the number of derivative products or bonds or IOUs is $250 trillion. And the amount of gold, if you added it all up and put it in one place and put a price on it, it would only be $2.2 trillion versus $250 trillion of worthless IOU paper. So this is what we say at KarmaBank.com. Over the next 5 years, the amount of worthless paper is going to shrink. The Dow Jones goes down. All the world markets go down. The real estate bubble pops. And the price of gold goes up. We are predicting that within 5 years, The Dow Jones will be trading at 2,000, and the price of gold will be trading at 2,001. So, Madge, this is my advice to bloated lesbians everywhere. You gotta buy some gold. Citigroup just last week said that gold is emerging as the world fourth currency, right up there with the yen, the dollar, the euro. It's becoming a competitive world currency. And those other currencies are backed by debt and IOUs and fluff. Remember Enron? Enron blew up because it was collateralized by puffery and air. Well, the world economy similarly is collateralized by virtually nothing. So these world currencies are competing with a currency, gold, which actually has purchasing power that's been good for 5,000 years. Who do you think is going to win that tug of war? And don't expect the U.S. government to help, Madge, because they're spending hundreds of billions of dollars in Iraq. That money is being flushed down the sand toilet, because even if they win in Iraq, there's no money to keep it going. The U.S. is technically in default. All the money being spent in Iraq is a complete waste of money. The only people who benefit are the private contractors, the Halliburtons, the Exxons, the oil companies. U.S. citizens don't get any benefit at all. And that's it for the Finance and Markets Report. For you, the bloated lesbian Madge Weinstein, and all your bloated lesbian friends right here from KarmaBank.com. Max Kaiser saying bye, y'all.
Thanks, Max. Always the voice of hope. The voice of hope. And thank you, Stacy, who is unfortunately not mentioned by Max, even though she's the one that does all the work over at the Karma Bank. She's the one that counts all the little pieces of karma. Max, I have a follow-up question to ask you, which is, where do I buy this gold? I mean, I understand what you're saying. I should buy gold, but I don't know what I'm doing with this. I'm not an investor. I lost a lot of money when I was told to spend, you know, to do the 401k business with my employer during the .com, whatever it was, and then I lost it all. And also, I'd like to, where do I buy this gold? I mean, I assume you don't mean I should buy it at the QVC. Where do I buy this gold, and how much will my cunt top be worth when the Dow Jones hits 2000? Will that, you know, can I invest in computers? Because ever since I lost all my money in the stock market, I don't invest anymore. I spend all my money on computers. I hope that's okay. I need your advice on that, Stacy via Max. Did I call you Norm? Anyway, speaking of Norm, here we have her.
Hi, Madge. Hey, Madge, I was at the mall the other day, you know, because it's Christmas time, Madge. I'm at the mall. I'm there buying D batteries and dildos for all my friends. You know, Madge, all my friends love them, Madge. D batteries and dildos, just like last year and a year before. Dildos and D batteries, Madge, from the mall, from Norm. You know, it's Christmas time, Madge. I'm at the mall. I'm listening to tunes. I'm shopping. I'm laughing, you know, Madge, watching people walk here and there. And while I'm at the mall, Madge, I notice all these women, you know, all these women pushing their kids around in mall strollers. And in the mall stroller, Madge, are these built-in DVD players, you know? Built-in DVD players, Madge, in the mall strollers so the spoiled American punks can be entertained, you know, Madge? The spoiled American little punks, they can be entertained. They can watch movies, you know? They're being pushed around by their mother, you know, Madge? They're in the stroller, they're being pushed around by their mother, and they got an Orange Julius, Madge, you know, right next to them, you know? They're watching My Girl, you know, Monsters, Inc., you know what I mean, Madge? Barney, they got their little Orange Julius next to them. They're watching movies. They're being pushed around. The spoiled American punk, you know, Madge? So while I'm sitting in Starbucks, you know, I'm sitting in Starbucks in the mall near the ice rink, Madge, watching skaters. I got my dildo bag. I got my battery bag next to me, you know, got my caramel macchiato. You know, I come up with this idea, Madge. I come up with this unique idea. I hatched it, Madge, while I was sitting there. It just hatched, Madge, you know? It just hatched like a chicken, you know, a little birdie coming out of a shell, Madge. It just hatched, you know, this idea. You know, about these strollers and these DVD players, you know? And I'm thinking this, Madge, you know? If I could sneak in the mall, you know? If I could sneak in the mall, or I could make friends with the security guard, you know, I'm thinking this. I'm wondering how I can do this. You know, I'm drinking my caramel macchiato, you know, got my dildos in one bag, my batteries in another. Skaters are moving to and fro all over the ice rink, you know, music's coming out of the speakers. And I'm sitting there and I'm hatching this idea, you know, Madge, if I could make friends with the security guard, you know, make friends with the security guard. He lets me in one night. You know, I'm a buddy of his or something. I'm friends with him now. I make friends with him. He lets me in one night, you know, Madge, and I sneak in and I go where all the strollers are, where they rent the strollers for the spoiled American punks, you know, Madge. And I take all the Barney videos, all the My Girl videos, you know, the Monsters, Inc. videos. I take all those out, Madge. And with me in a big bag, I brought like 2 dozen discs, you know. Marilyn Chambers, you know, Madge, Behind the Green Door, you know, I take all the kiddie discs out and I put Marilyn Chambers, Madge, Behind the Green Door, you know, in every DVD player in the strollers, you know? Can you imagine that, Madge? You know, Marilyn Chambers, the porn star, Triple X, Madge, in every DVD player in the strollers. Isn't that fantastic? My idea is, you know, just developing more and more as I'm sitting there drinking my caramel macchiato. Now, I put all these DVDs in the players in the strollers, you know, Madge? And I close the hatch. Now, so the hatch can't be open, Madge, I bring along super glue and I glue the door shut, you know? I glue the door shut and I screw up the on-off switch. I put super glue on that so it can't be shut off, Madge, you know what I mean? They cannot shut the DVD player off. They can't eject it, you know? Once the disc is in and playing, it's playing. The only thing that works on it, Madge, is the play button, you know? Now, I don't know if you know it, Madge, but in these strollers, they got seatbelts. So now I rig the seatbelt, Madge, so the kid can't be removed from the stroller seat. Once the seatbelt's clicked in, Madge, they're in for good. You know, we rig these seats. I rig them with this idea I come up. So now I got Marilyn Chambers behind the green door in all the players, and all the seatbelts are rigged, Madge, so the kid can't get pulled out of the stroller, you know, while the movie starts. Imagine it, Madge. Can you imagine something like that, Madge? Oh, God, Madge, I'm dying here. I'm dying. You know, I'm drinking my caramel macchiato, Madge. I'm in the mall, and I'm thinking, can you see this, Madge? They're pushing their kid around. They're pushing their spoiled American punk around, Madge. You know, they're pushing him around. They hit the play button, and there's Marilyn Chambers. Madge, she's got a dick in her mouth, a dick in each hand, and one in her anus, Madge. The mom's screaming. The mom's screaming, Madge. She's yelling. She's frantically pushing her little spoiled punk down the hall, yelling for help. Help, help. They're trying to pull the kid out, and the kid's eyes are glued to the screen, Madge. Help, help. Oh, my God. Marilyn Chambers is there humping and sucking, Madge. Oh, God, it's crazy, isn't it? Oh, I love this idea. I love it, Madge. I may have to execute this. I don't know when I'll keep you updated. You know, Madge? Marilyn Chambers. In the mall strollers, Madge. All these kids shocked. Parents are shocked. Running, you know. Pandemonium, Madge. Pandemonium, you know? That's about it, Madge. This is your favorite correspondent, Norm Augustinus from Florida, saying, get your kid a mall stroller, stupid.
Norman, You're really great, Norman. You're so sweet. You're so interesting. Norman, I think you're such a creative human being. But I'm starting to worry just a little bit. Because what you're saying is you want to show children pornography in shopping malls. Now, I, as much as anybody, if not more than the average person, understand the insanity of consumerism. But to take it out on the children, Norman, to take it out on the children seems a little bit crazy. Doesn't it? Doesn't it? Just maybe a little bit. Anyway, I'm finna... That's the part that I'm finna be done with now. How am I going to time this? So that... Now I'm going to start the part that's just for the... I'm going to start the part for Sirius, but now I don't fucking know how I'm going to time it. Oh, fuck this. I need to find, like, a specific part. I need to time it. Let's see. This sucks having the time. It's fucking 24 minutes. Let's see. Yeah, well, let me get the goddamn iPod. I got to get up. Hang on a second. Because the iPod has a timer built in, I think. I'm going to get up. I hope I don't fucking sit on anything. My obesity hurts. Remind me to tell you about scratching my ass and how it keeps itching even though I scratch it. I was talking to Rachel Can Man about I was scratching my ass and she called me, I had my finger in my asshole. All right, hold on. Okay, I'm going to figure this out while I talk to you. No, not Meet the Press. That's depressing. That's to Meet the Pressing. Let's see, where am I? Let's see here. Settings, no. Oh, fucking iPod, I hate Apple. Oh, let's see here. Sound check. Where's the goddamn stopwatch? Extras. Oh, I bet it's extras. Oh, isn't that extra fun, huh? Isn't that extra fun? Now I'm starting to talk like Norman, go insane. Okay, here's the stopwatch, timer. An interface for retards. All right, let me put my headphone back on. My glorious white headphone to look retarded so it can get dirty. All right, so we're going to start when you hear this song. This is that lovely song that Nicole did with Dave W. from the Chubb Creek, this wonderful song. When you hear this, we're starting the Sirius show, and here we go.
Republicans keep telling me that you ain't no good. Oh, oh, they don't know. They don't have a fucking clue. I guess they're uptight, and I'm stuck like glue. 'Cause I loved a lesbian the way that I love you. You're my favorite lesbian on the internet. You get me so hot, I just can't stop listening. The day you murdered me and I came, you're the best thing that I ever had. Mess me once again. Don't you never, never say that we're through. 'Cause I ain't never loved a lesbian the way that I love you.
Yeah, you want to eat it. You know you want to eat this pussy. You know you all do. You can't help it. I know. This is Madge Weinstein. Vaginal yeast radio on the Sirius Stars 103. Also, vaginal yeast appearing on yeastradio.com, where you actually get more. Because when you listen on Sirius Stars as part of Adams Curry's pod show, you get 24 minutes of my fat, bloated vagina and itchy ass. But when you go to yeastradio.com, you get that, plus you get all kinds of other shit. Anyway, that was Nicole Cardi, the beautiful, wonderful singer, somebody I've been friends with for many, many years. I think more than 10 years, actually. And Dave from the Chubb Creek podcast, chubbcreek.com, one of my favorite podcasts, all original material in there. They may have wonderful music, and every last bit of their music is original, too. And I really love originality in life and in my vagina. I like originality in my Fred and Ethel Mertz. That's my vagina's name. The Mertzes are a pair. That's, you have two lips. Don't begrudge me for having two different names for my vagina. Actually, there's four, because the labia minora, or my Hanukkah, is Arnold and Willis Drummond. So I want to tell you that my asshole itches, and I wanted to tell you this right away because I might forget about it. I have political issues and all this other stuff to talk about. My asshole itches because what happened is, general audience, I'm very proud to tell you that I joined a gym, Gussie Iskowitz, my lesbian lover, who has been having some health problems lately. I've been helping her out here down in Florida, Miami Beach, home of Norm Augustinus, and also a lot of freaks live here, including P.W. Fenton. And Brent from the Mac and Roll podcast lives here. Some other people. We're going to talk about Brent in a minute. Brent. Oh, my God. I got gas. But what else? Okay, so we're here. But the thing with the asshole, I've been doing the, you know, I'm phasing back into my workout because I knew how to work out. I just got lazy. I got off the wagon for a while and I'm getting back on, but I take it slow. I don't want to go back on and get all manic depressive about it. So what I'm doing is I'm going slow with this. But so I've been using the Precor. That's the same thing that that man friend of Reagan Fox uses. What do you call it? Precor. It's an elliptical training device. And it's you go up and down, and it's low impact because I'm very obese. And obese women can't do heavy impact, like running, because we'll go, our fat will jiggle everywhere, and it'll hit the girl next door, you know, the skinny girl, you know, and she'll, the skinny anorexic girl, she'll break an arm, a wrist, and it'll be my fault because my panis, which is a blubber cunt, that big fat panis, the bag of fat that hangs over my Fred Nethel, hit her in the face or something, slap her, get a black and blue. I don't want to get sued. You know what I mean? Not this early in my career, my real career. So anyway, so that's not the story. The story is if I get home, but Gussie's here with a client. We're doing things, and I have to eat my Chinese. I love the Chinese food. We ordered from this wonderful place in Miami Beach. I got the food, and then I had to do some record Eat This Hot show, my other three-way show with Wanda Wisdom and Reagan Fox. That's eatthesotshow.com with John Ong this week. And meanwhile, what I'm getting at is I did not shower. I didn't shower. And gradually my asshole became itchier and itchier. And now it's at the point where it feels like there's a goddamn rainforest in my asshole. And the more I scratch, the more it itches. It's like a rack or something. You know what I mean? And it hurts, it itches, and then I smell the finger. I'm itching it raw. I mean, I'm itching with my finger, forgetting the, and it's, you know, I wipe it clean. I got the special wipes, but I stick the finger in, and I scratch, you know, and I stick it in the hole there. I don't have a name for my asshole. I'm not racist that way. I stick it in and I stick it, and it's not really alleviating. I don't know why we scratch things, you know, and it doesn't help. And I'm smelling it, and then Rachel Cann calls, and I said, "Listen, I'm itching my asshole, and you're calling me. What's going on?" So I washed my hands with Palmolive. I figure, you know, for some reason, talking to Rachel, it's like itching my asshole snapped me out of it. I don't know why I'm talking about that. Well, I do, because I needed to get that out. So let's go. Let's keep talking. This is this really isn't something I need to play, but I want to play it for you because Brent from the Mac and Roll podcast asked me to make one of those little bumpers for him, and periodically I make them for people. Yeah, you know, when I have a chance and they bug me enough, I made one for him. But I was particularly pleased with myself with this one, so I thought I'd play it for you. You really should go and listen to the Mac and Roll podcast, especially if you like metal music, because I do, because I'm a lesbian. But in case you don't, here's the promo I made for him. Here it is. Ho, ho, whore. The holidays are stupid, but Brent from the Mac and Roll podcast wanted me to wish you a happy holidays anyway. So fuck you. Love, Madge. Isn't that nice? I thought that was nice. I'm really proud of myself for that. How long have I been talking? 8 minutes, 57 seconds. Now we'll play something. Let's see, where should I go? Okay, I guess I'll get serious here. I got some less serious and some more serious. Let's see. Well, I'm going to play this. This is some homo stuff. I haven't listened to this. A lot of times I don't like to play the clips before I play them. A listener sent this to me. It's related to Singapore. Evidently, he tells me that Singapore has a higher execution rate, even higher than the U.S. And evidently, they are executing, or they hate homosexuals. And he sent me a recording. Haven't heard it yet. Let's hear what this has to say.
Hello, Madge. This is Zach here. I'm a huge fan of yours and a long-time listener. This is actually the first audio comment I've ever sent in to you. And I recently moved to the United States from a little country just off the equator called Singapore. And I understand that you are quite frustrated with the United States' stands on homosexuality, and you may claim that they do not support homosexuals, but I just wanted to share some information with you on some of the laws against homosexuality in Singapore. And homophobia is pretty big in Singapore, at least as far as I've experienced it. I am a straight male, but my education in Singapore, I came across a lot of friends who were homosexual and who endured a lot of pain going through school because of the persecution they endured. So here are some little facts for you. In Singapore, male homosexual sex is illegal and can be punished by life in prison.
Jesus.
And lesbian sex is legal, however, in private. Visual representation of homosexual acts are banned, and so are materials that portray homosexuality as a legitimate and acceptable lifestyle. While this is a relatively broad and general statement, I do feel that it infringes against human rights quite a bit. And in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, self-acknowledged homosexuals are banned from appointments involving access to classified information, while outed homosexuals are dismissed or exiled to another ministry. And the Ministry of Defense does not admit self-acknowledged gay men into the military, but they have to serve the army in the capacity of administrative or logistical clerks when serving their 2.5-year compulsory military service. So, in a word, that is pretty fucked up. And I do feel that in the U.S. things might be just a bit better for you. So I just wanted to share that with you. And I love the show. Happy 1-year anniversary, by the way.
And thank you very much for that. I appreciate it. But it sounds to me like Singapore is an identical twin to the Catholic Church. And I'm definitely aware of the position that, you know, certainly we're better off than a lot of countries. Certainly we're better off than Iran, where, you know, gay men are getting hung from telephone poles. But at the same time, I mean, look at it realistically. Do you really think things are heading in a better direction or a worse direction? I mean, the you have to look at the future. And the future, for me, doesn't look so hot when you have these, Christian fascists. And I don't know. What do other people think? You know, the guy raises a good point. There's a lot worse out there, yeah. But still, equal rights. And Lady Bunny said this in her DVD, which you can buy, which she gave to me. I didn't have to buy it, but you do. And fortunately for me, anyway. But she said, you know, equal rights, it's really simple. It's, you know, a black man should have the same rights as a black person should have the same rights as a white person. A man should have the same rights as a woman, or vice versa. A gay should have the same rights as a straight. A Jew should have the same rights as a Christian. It's really not that that complicated. It's really not. And that's what Lady Bunny said in her, I forget what she said that in her DVD. I really love that DVD of hers. Lady Bunny's so wonderful. Now, let's see, what time is it now? 13:40. Okay, let's see. I read something very, very disturbing. Now, this is another piece of evidence that this microphone is pointed like right at the keyboard. You're probably hearing every keystroke I hit. Like, it fucking matters, you know? It fucking matters. Let's see here. Flotilla DeBarge, I think, is who. Flotilla DeBarge is who was in that video, I think. Anyway, this is from Doug Thompson. He's the founder of and publisher of Capitol Hill Blue. The article is called Bush on the Constitution. It's linked at americunt.com, by the way. I got a gas. Last month, Republican congressional leaders filed into the Oval Office to meet with President George W. Bush and talk about renewing the controversial USA Patriot Act. Several provisions of the act passed in the shell-shocked period immediately following the 9/11 terrorist attacks caused enough anger that liberal groups like the American Civil Liberties Union had joined forces with prominent conservatives like Phyllis Schlafly and Bob Barr to oppose renewal. GOP leaders told Bush that his hardcore push to renew more onerous provisions of the act could further alienate conservatives still mad at the president from his botched attempt to nominate White House counsel Harriet Myers to the Supreme Court. "I don't give a goddamn," Bush retorted. "I'm the president and commander-in-chief. Do it my way." These are quotes, general audience. "Mr. President," one aide in a meeting said, "there is a valid case that the provisions in this law undermine the Constitution." Now, this is the president. Quote, "Stop throwing the Constitution in my face," President Bush screamed back. "It's just a goddamned piece of paper." Okay, I'm going to repeat that, general audience. This definitely bears repeating. I hope that everybody hears this. This is on the Sirius, too. I hope that everybody spreads this. This is one of these wake-up calls. This is something the president said. This is not fiction. This is not something, and this is not hyperbole, okay? This is something that, this is a direct quote. The president said in the Oval Office, in front of his advisors and several GOP leaders, "Stop throwing the Constitution in my face. It's just a goddamned piece of paper." Okay? This is what the president said. "Stop throwing the Constitution in my face. It's just a goddamned piece of paper." Now, what more evidence do you need that this man is a piece of garbage? Okay? What more evidence do you need that this war is wrong, that everything that he did is wrong, that this president is illegitimate, that his presidency is illegitimate, that he is a criminal and an evil, evil man with no concept of what freedom or democracy is, and somebody who takes every word that means something to the thousands or millions or however many people that died so that we may have freedom in this country, to take what they died for and use it in vain and call himself a patriot and call people like me non-patriots or anti-American because we're trying to save the country from assholes like President Bush. President Bush, you are a lying motherfucker and you do not deserve to be in office. You are a piece of shit. You are a privileged party boy piece of shit. And we are calling you on it. You are a piece of shit. Your handlers may give you a presidency. The president of Diebold may give you a presidency. But you are a piece of shit. And guess what? We, the people in this world, have a voice now. And you're fucked. So deal with it. Fuck you, President Bush. You're an asshole. Got it? You're a fucking asshole. And you, right there, have been quoted as saying that you think the Constitution of the United States is a goddamned piece of paper. Okay? Fuck you. Fuck you for calling yourself a patriot and me anti-American. Fuck you.
God, the microphone fell in the sink. Holy shit, what happened? Hello, Raymond.
Yeah?
Oh, I can hear you from up here. Must be going up. Raymond, speak to me, sing!
No,
we can't sing. The microphone fell in the goddamn sink. A true hero. He is Raman. Raman, my Christmas wife. Oh, oh, Eva Blog is good. Eva Blog. Hello, district boss. Hello, commissioner. Yes, I work good on Eva Blog.
Many hours, yes. Yes, much work for party, yes. I need two pieces of bread and friends.
Bring only hope. Bring me a smile today. Bring me rum and that evil blog. Hey, come on, all you children, down from the mountain home. Come, all my friends, we are going to the store. Raymond is his name and Michael is his too. Posting on the internet is what they all love to do. Dancing and singing, sliced meat for all the kids. Bring your children over here or else you'll go to work camp. All children love Christmas labor. All children love the blood. Up and down the slide on the swing. Never disappoint party chairman. Never disappoint.
Congratulations, Raymond, on the recent acquisition of EvoBlog by the Tingle Corporation.
Ah, Nike, just do it, motherfucker! Walmart, save less today! Wheaties, breakfast the champion! Think for it first, motherfucker! Think for it first! McDonald's, oh, I'm loving it! Taco Bell, make a run for the border, fuckhead! The Observer and Eccentric Newspaper, it's all about me. Hey, fucker, I'm talking to you. Have it your way, Burger King. I am the prize.
Hey! I don't know if you can tell, but there's a monster in this room. He's hiding in the pantry. He's ashamed.
I'm speaking of your monster. Come on. A nice big spice of onion. I ain't got no more friends.
Maybe Arugula. Maybe Arugula was gunned down in a Chicago alley in 1937. Finally got him.
Son of a bitch!
Fill my glass with water, fill my glass with hope. Raymond is forever, Raymond is not a dope.
Okay, that was lovely. That was that was Chris Weagle, the lovely Chris Weagle, with Raymond Christensen, what a lovely person with a horrible last name. Raymond is from Norway. Raymond was on the front page of the BBC Big Blob of Cunt News during the fucking goddamn it. I dropped the iPod. I thought maybe it lost track of the time of this fucking show, but it didn't. I got a countdown for this fucking serious shit. But Chris Weagle. And Raymond Christensen. Raymond's a premier video blogger. He does a lot of political crap. And Chris Weagle's one of the best video bloggers out there. Human-dog.com. And it was mixed by Dave Caldebank, who does a lot of wonderful stuff for me. Dave Caldebank lives in, he's from Amsterdam, but I think he lies a lot. And I think he's really from New York or something. I don't know what the fuck his real deal is. Anyway. So that's about it for the serious portion of this show. I want to thank all the serious listen turds. I'm going to keep going on Yeast Radio a little bit. But for the serious people, Dawn and Drew are next. And thank you for listening to Madge Weinstein. God, what bullshit is that? I have to fucking stop right at 24 every fucking time. What if I missed it by any in 80th? I mean, it seriously has to be 24 even. It can't even go by like 1 second more or I'm fucked. I get fired. But it feels good when that part's over. I feel like I have a special. What the fuck's under my fat? Hold on. All right. Let's see if Pizza Blubber Cunt is. Maybe she's on. Yeah, let's see who's on the Google Talk. Who's on the Google Talk? Maybe I can. God, I got gas again. I could call Pizza Blubbercunt, but she has kids. No, I don't want to call her. I've got other stuff to talk with you about, gentle audience. So I've been using this OPML blog, which I really like, despite the fact that it's a Dave Weiner creation. In fact, it's hosted by him, but that's okay. So let's talk about a couple things. First of all, I would love it if somebody could design, and I don't know how any of this shit works. I'm not like a techie when it comes to the blogging shit and the XML and all that horse shit. I don't know from this. But good God, 40 minutes altogether for this show already? Christ, my ass stinks. But anyway, it hurts and it smells and it yeasts. Let's get it on. Thank you so much for that, Dave and Raymond and Human. They have some, I think that's some underground blog they have. You have to figure out what the name of it is. I don't think you're supposed to give it out. I don't know where that shit is. It's creepy. I love secret stuff. There's all kinds of secret stuff that you have to think about to find so that assholes won't find it. You know what I mean? And I'm an asshole, so I don't know where it is. Anyway, so it'd be really great if on the Google desktop, if there were a way to do a quick OPML outline. Can someone do that? Thanks, bye. Okay, so there's this person, you know, there's this little thing called changes. It's a URL, changes.opml.org. And you can see all the latest. It's kind of like weblogs.com. Just shows you the latest OPML blogs. So it shows you the people that are doing this. And there's this person named Fran. And Fran wrote, made a comment about the commercialness. I mean, I don't know if that's a word, commercialness. My grammar's atrocious all the time. Of all these pod shows, and wrote, among other things, you know, they were saying the pod shows have become more commercial. And they said, well, they've been listening less to Dawn and Drew as it's become more commercial and less to Yeast, to Madge. They said they still listen to Madge, but more to Keith and the Girl and Reagan. Well, you know, if you're listening to Keith and the Girl and Reagan instead of, you know, me, I think those are very good shows. So I'm fine with that. If you were going to listen to something like, I don't know, something horrible. Like if you were going to, I can't think of anything. I am not going to name anything. But if it was, you know, something that I didn't like, then I'd be pissed. But no, you know, you get neurotic. I get neurotic about shit. But my point is this, though. My show is not commercial at all. I mean, there's never, the only commercial I've ever had in my show was back in like the spring when I had the Paris Hilton sponsorship. That's it. I have not had a single commercial in this show or sponsorship, whether it's any sort of sponsorship in this show whatsoever, since that Paris Hilton House of Wax promotion. That's it. I'd like to, but I have not since then. I just want to make that clear. So if you're saying that my show, Fran, and I appreciate the criticism. I don't think there was anything out of line there, but I'm just commenting. And Dawn and Drew, presently, they don't have any, at least as far as I hear and see, there's nothing commercial in theirs either. So I don't know, maybe, are you really listening to our shows? Or are you just sort of assuming this because you were, based on you assume that we're commercial, that you assume we have sponsors? You know, I'm not sure what you mean by commercial. Do you mean literally that we have sponsors or that some other thing is taking place? Because I can tell you that Adam Curry does not manipulate my content one bit. And in fact, it's been, you know, a touchy subject at times because if it's not obvious that I can say whatever the hell I want to about him, I mean, I don't know how I could make it more obvious. I have said some of the nastiest things I've said about anyone to Adam Curry, and he doesn't say a thing about it. The stuff I've said to Mommy Cast. Oh, this is getting totally meta. You know, he really has a laissez-faire attitude. I think a lot of people want to believe that there's this, you know, sort of, you know, corporate thing going on, that there's corporate control going on and all this. But, and there is corporate control in a way, I suppose, but that's not it. It's not in terms of content, controlling content. You know, there is in the sense of, well, Sirius has to be 24 minutes. Yes, that is control, right? But, I don't know. But there is no, you know, the only control, in fact, the only control is that there is no control, if that makes any sense. So I can't, you know, I could not get Adam Curry to say, should I do this in my show or shouldn't I? He will not say it. He will not give me any direction whatsoever on Yeast Radio, because he specifically does not tell you how to do your show. That's not how it works at Pod Show. It is completely laissez-faire. It is completely hands-off. And if you have assumptions that it works a different way, you need to go back inward and question your assumptions. Do you know what I'm saying? You need to. And a lot of people have all kinds of ulterior motives in mind about Adam Curry, because he is a high-profile personality. There's all kinds of press that's been written about him, a lot of it bad, a lot of it good. And, you know, you're going to believe it. Some you're going to believe, some you're not. Some may be true, some may be not. But that's how it works when you're in the public arena, whatever. But I'm going to tell you, from my standpoint, I have no reason to be dishonest. I think I've shown you my track record as a lesbian that I'm pretty honest. You know, sometimes I exaggerate. I do things that are over the top to make a big deal, to get publicity for myself. And then I admit it, like with the podcast and the throwing dildos around. You know, of course, I do these things sometimes for publicity. Big deal. You know, but I think I can admit it. So I'd like to talk with that in mind. And I think there were some other things I wanted to say. But with that in mind, I wanted to kind of talk about this. Oh, first of all, I heard a rumor that, and I think it's true, based on the people that told me that TiVo bought Rocket Boom. I think that's a perfect fit because they both suck. I say that only because I don't believe Rocket Boom sucks. I don't think it's bad. I think it's monoculture in the same way Boing Boing is monoculture. I don't believe it sucks that it's bad content. I think it's good content. It's quality content in that it's a lot of work has been put into it. It's hard, you know, it's edit, whatever. But it's what I'm saying when it sucks in that it's not the kind of stuff I watch. You know, I look for stuff that's a little bit more challenging. You know, what can I say? A good match, good match. Now, if you want to talk about somebody who's going to control your content, now you're talking with TiVo, okay? Because what did TiVo do? TiVo bends over backwards and gets fucked up the ass by these broadcasting companies. Because remember when TiVo had commercial skip, and as soon as the broadcast company said, oh, take that away, they're like, oh, okay. TiVo does whatever the fuck the broadcasters want them to do because they suck. So TiVo is going to make Rocket Boom do whatever they want it to do and whatever the broadcasters want them to do. So I think that's a perfect fit. Congratulations, Rocket Boom. Anyway, but back to Adam Curry. I want to talk about this because there has been a lot of controversy, and I always speak my mind. It tends to be on the negative about Adam Curry, but I really think I need to defend him on this one. Because with this Rogers Cadenhead person who, first of all, you got to realize, and I didn't realize this until I started getting more popular with my podcast. When people blog shit, did I spill my water? No. When people blog shit, I'm resting the microphone on my fat now. You're going to get mic noise. I'm sorry. And it's going to be all bad. This is bad. You know, it's all bad. When people blog things, a lot of times they blog it because they think a lot of people will read it, and it's as simple as that. And I think that's what Rogers Cadenhead did, the man with the extra S that John Ong so desperately needs in most of his sentences. Rogers Cadenhead needs an S. I mean, has an extra S. You know, when he's saying that Adam Curry changed his Wikipedia entry to give himself more credit. Well, I don't know. That's the detail, and I'm assuming it's true, okay, for purposes of this discussion, one-way discussion. But, you know, I don't think Adam Curry gets enough credit, to tell you the truth. And I've only been a witness to this for about a year. I had no idea of anything in this little blogging clique, and it is a clique. Before about December 2004, I've been in IT sort of lesbian for a very long time, but never in this sort of in this way in the blogosphere, as they call it. I've had live journals since for 5 years, but that didn't require any knowledge of the back end, as it were, not my anus, but a different back end. But I am. Where was I with this? So from what I know, and I'm only going, so what I'm saying, that was my disclaimer, just that it's a year, but that regardless of who invented it, I don't, it's one of those things where, I don't think it really matters who invented it. Now, it's obvious that Adam Curry didn't invent it. If you're talking about inventing it, it really was an organic process. Okay. And I don't know who invented it, to tell you the truth. I know that I've talked to a lot of people that said a lot of different things, and it's really not my domain to say who did it, invented or didn't, because I really wasn't around for that, and there's just too much I don't know and too many personalities I don't know, and the things they hear are just so wildly personal in nature that I don't really understand it. There's some really amazingly arrogant personalities involved in this controversy, on several different sides, okay? And to name names, yeah, I'm talking about Dave Weiner and a bunch of these other people in those circles who I don't know. The reason I named Dave Weiner is because he's the one I know. But there's other people that have been just as arrogant calling him names that I've met at blogging conferences or video conferences, things like that, and I don't remember their names or I would mention them to. There's a lot of obnoxious, loud people with huge heads, literally. But the thing is, Adam Curry and Ron Bloom, don't forget Ron, they're the ones that fucking made this shit happen. They're the ones that got on all the magazine covers. Do you think fucking Dave Weiner did that? Don't fucking underestimate the PR effort. That's what got podcasting where it is. That's what got podcasting into the dictionary. It wasn't Apple. It wasn't Dave Weiner or Mr. Rogers Cadence Heads or however many S's he had in his last name, his name. It wasn't that at all, regardless of who invented it. It wouldn't be anywhere if it wasn't for the fact that Ron Bloom and Adam Curry worked their asses off for the past year promoting the hell out of this shit by working every connection they have, working the PR connection, the showbiz connections, the radio connections. I mean, do you have any idea how much work that is? And I don't think a lot of people in the blogosphere understand that unless that, because it tends to be that these people are in the technical world. They're not in the PR world. They're not in media and communications where things are very different. And you just invent something and then it becomes, you get an article in Wired magazine. No. It doesn't work that way. To get in Wired like Adam does to promote podcasting, that takes a lot of fucking work. And to get to the point where it becomes noticeable by a company like Apple, an awful lot of work. To get all these people to pay attention to the technology, it takes a ton of work. And as I said in my podcast 411 interview, the only reason I stayed with the reason I got interested in podcasting, I downloaded the software. But what kept me going is when I heard Adam Curry's voice on it, I thought, well, this is strange. And this was in my mind at the time. So, you know, I'm not trying to be this insulting, but, you know, this has been radio personality is doing this. How strange. But it intrigued me enough to stay with it. You know, there was something intriguing, and it was his promotional ability that got me going. So don't underestimate that. And I really don't appreciate people just brushing that aside and this effort to sort of blow that off and make it all about who invented the technology. So that's that. Okay, I've said that. God, I bet the sound quality sucks on this show because I've been holding. Oh my God, that's way too much talking for me. I'm a fat dyke. I'm going to end. I need a song. Let's find one of these songs, these anniversary songs that these wonderful, lovely people made for me. How about this one? I think this is the Zichy Chubb song, one of the Zichy Chubb songs. So anyway, thank you so much for listening to my show. Again, thank you so much for being supportive of me, Gussie Iskowitz-Chauncey, and now the new Trotsky, who's going to be with me permanently, along with Gussie from now on, because I'm not going to leave her.
She's the finest specimen of lesbian I've ever seen.
That's not what your country can do for you, but what Madge Weinstein's cunt can do for you.
Celebrating 1 year of East Radio. Celebrating 1 year with Madge in Chicago. Celebrating 1 year, our favorite lesbian. There she is, your hostess with most.